Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Transportation Assistant Secretary Phyllis Scheinberg. Also joining us in our conversation is Deborah Kammer. Phyllis, now that you have been completing the financial statement audits by OMB's accelerated due date, can you tell us what you believe the keys to success are in getting a timely and clean opinion?
Well, Al, as you know, OMB moved the due date for the financial audit from January 30th to November 15th. Last year was the first time we had to meet the November 15th date, and we were able to do that. But it used to take us 4 or 5 months to do this at the end after the close of the fiscal year, and now we have to complete this whole process in 45 days. In order to do this, we have 4 auditors at DOT, and they focus the main part of their audits on our third quarter financial statements, which come out after June 30th. And they do just a roll-up testing for the fourth quarter in order to be able to finish the audit in time in this 45 days. So it is quite a compressed schedule and quite an intensive process. One of the things that we developed in order to be able to do this is that we developed through our Oracle financial system a way to produce financial statements overnight at the end of each month and at the end of the fiscal year. So we were able, when the fiscal year closed Friday, September 30th, Saturday morning we had all our financial statements except for FAA, and then FAA we had Sunday morning. This was just phenomenal compared to a couple of years ago. So this helped us in meeting this accelerated schedule because we were able to turn our financial statements over to the auditors in less than a week. The reality of all this is that now that one financial audit starts right after the next, that this is a year-round activity, not a seasonal surge. So on top of everything else we do financial audits all year round.
We understand that the Department of Transportation was the first cabinet-level agency to have a single financial system for all of its operating units. How is DOT's new financial management system doing?
It's doing great. 2 years ago, that exactly November 2003, was when DOT finished converting the last of the organizations within the department to our new financial system, which we call Delphi. DOT was the first cabinet-level agency to finish converting to a state-of-the-art financial system using a commercial off-the-shelf software. In other words, we have a single production, and it's very cost-effective. The biggest advance is one of the things I just mentioned is that we are able to develop our financial statements overnight every month. So we now have monthly financial statements, and then also at the end of the year, able to produce financial statements quite quickly. You wouldn't be able to do that if you had multiple systems, because we have to do a consolidated audit where all of the 12 components have to be combined into one financial statement. This past year, Congress reorganized part of DOT, and we have 2 new organizations. One is the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, and the other is the Research and Innovative Technologies Administration. When we had to set up the books for these 2 new administrations, we took a step back and looked at our chart of accounts and decided to update them to reflect all the lessons learned that we have accumulated during the last 5.5 years of implementing our new system. And we developed what we now call a model organization. And we set the new agencies up under that model organization, and we'll be gradually migrating all the other organizations to this new chart of accounts over the next couple of years. Again, we wouldn't be able to do that unless we were all in the same financial system. And we're planning to upgrade this software again in February 06. And we've successfully upgraded the software 4 times already, but it's important, we feel, to keep up with the new releases from the vendor.
Now, all this talk about financial systems makes me think about internal controls. So could you talk about what DOT is doing to address the government's Sarbanes-Oxley requirements, or A123?
Last spring, we set up an internal controls working group to develop our plan for implementing OMB's updated circular A123, and we have established a senior advisory team for internal controls this summer. What we're trying to do is use a centralized process and build on work that's already underway, not to duplicate what we've already done. We've hired a consultant to help us identify any gaps in our process help us assess risks and ensure that we have complete documentation for all of our controls. As you probably know, we have a deadline, June 2006, that OMB has set for assurance statements. And so we have less than a year, it's about 6 months now, to reach that deadline. And the key here is upfront planning and identify the actions required. And we're going to use probably a 3-year schedule to complete all the work and not try to do everything in 1 year. But it is quite an undertaking.
Do you have any advice for any federal agencies just getting underway to address it?
Well, I would say it makes sense to me for a large department to use a centralized process rather than have, in our case, would be 12 different agencies going their own way, and also to avoid duplication and try to do things in a way that you're building on what you've already done.
Could you talk about what it means for DOT to be named as one of OMB's 4 centers of excellence for the federal government?
DOT is very pleased to have been designated this last year as one of the 4 financial management centers of excellence. We call our center the Enterprise Service Center, and it's located in Oklahoma City at the Mike Monroney Aeronautical Center. Being designated as a center of excellence recognizes that DOT is out in the front on financial management and has a great deal of experience and expertise to offer other federal agencies. Our first new external customer was the National Endowment of the Arts, which started working with DOT in October 2004. So that was about a year ago. And just this September, we've added 2 new customers who have selected to use our system, and they are the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and the Institute for Museum and Library Services. And they'll start using our financial system in fiscal year 2006.
Now, what are you doing to go out and market for customers, and then how do you provide customer service to keep the ones you have?
The way we're working on the marketing, because clearly, there's several issues in this whole process, is that we cannot afford to take people away from working on our financial system to do the marketing. So we have awarded a contract to a private sector business partner who is helping us market to new customers but is not costing us anything because they will be paid by the customers that they bring on. So we're getting assistance without a cost. So we feel like that's a pretty innovative way to do the marketing. And as you can tell from the folks who have joined us, we're starting with smaller agencies. And part of that is because these agencies will be easier to absorb and work into our system before we would. We are in discussion with some larger agencies, but I think this is the right way to go, to start with small agencies.
Sounds like a good plan.
Well, certainly assistance without paying for it sounds like a best practice to me also.
Absolutely. Now, we understand that all the agencies under the transportation umbrella have recently migrated or are migrating to the new federal personnel and payroll system. Could you describe why the switch was made and how it's been going?
A few years ago, OMB looked around in the government and saw about 20 legacy payroll systems and saw that they were mostly pretty getting old and needed to be rewritten into modern systems. And the thought was, instead of wasting money or spending money to rewrite basically the same payroll system 20 times, the thought was to consolidate and to 4 centers. Again, this is like the center of excellence that we have for financial systems. This is a consolidated center for payroll. And OMB assigned DOT to the Department of the Interior's Federal Personnel and Payroll System, which we call FPPS. And last April, DOT successfully migrated all of our organizations except for the FAA, which, as I have mentioned, is most of our people, but we did successfully migrate 11 of our organizations to FPPS. And the transition was so smooth that most of our employees didn't even realize that it had happened. This past month, we're finishing the job by migrating the Federal Aviation Administration's 45,000 employees to FPPS. We did 2 parallel tests before we migrated, and the whole process has gone exceptionally well. As part of this migration, DOT upgraded our time and attendance and labor distribution system to a modern web-based system that is interfaced with the FPPS payroll system and with DOT's financial system. We call our new system CASEL, but what it does is let employees enter on a single screen both their time and what projects they've worked on. This supports our efforts to expand cost accounting throughout DOT.
How is transportation staying green on the President's management agenda? We will ask Transportation Assistant Secretary Phyllis Scheinberg to share her secrets with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.